Well, hi there. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. And today we want to know what everybody's praying about. It's our monthly Whom or What Are You Praying For program. I'm Jerry Usher with Debbie Giorgiani and you. And you are welcome to start calling right now with your prayer intentions. Could be about a health issue, a job issue, a relationship, anything that you have a heart to pray for right now. We will gather them all up and pray at the end of the program for all those that get on the air and those that don't. So please be holding your prayer intentions in your heart if you don't get on the, if you can't call right now. But the number is 833-288-3986. Hey, Deb.
Hi. Happy Monday to you.
Thank you.
It's the 1st of March. Can you believe it?
Oh, my. No.
This year is flying by, folks, and this is our Whom or What Are You Praying For? We devote the first live broadcast of every month to prayer, and we storm heaven together. We believe in the power of prayer, so if you have certain things you want us to pray for, or you want to thank God for prayers that were answered, now's the time to call in to get on the air. Ryan is waiting to listen to you and to put you on the air with us. That's what we want for Take Two on a Monday. 833-288-3986. You can also email us, take2@ewtn.com. You can comment on social media, Facebook or YouTube. We're waving to you right now. Hi, Take Two family. Or you can text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. So any which way you can reach us, that's what you should do. We also got messages overnight from people that are already calling in and asking for prayer intentions. And I have the list going already in the notebook, Jerry, and I'll share that in just a moment.
Well, Take Two family, you always present us with a problem every day, and that is you call, so many of you call, we get to the end of the program and we can't get you all on the air. Point being, right now, if you have a prayer intention, please just dial in right now. You can kind of collect your thoughts while you're on hold or while Ryan is screening you. We're down to one phone line open right now, but we thank you so much every day on this show. You really do fill the phone lines, whatever topic we're talking about, and especially on the prayer show. So let us pray with you, and I have actually I have a very important prayer intention, too, I'd like to offer in a minute. The number is 833-288-3986.
Okay, like Jerry said, we're down to one open phone line. Please pick up that line if you'd like us to really just powerfully, intentionally, just rush heaven with these prayers, okay? So we need your help now by you calling in and getting on the air with us at 833-288-EWTN. You see how easy you can remember that? 833-288-EWTN. As a matter of fact, we recommend if you listen to Take Two on a regular basis, please put the show number on your refrigerator so you're ready to go when we ask you for your life experience, for your prayer intentions, for your thoughts. We want you to weigh in. You can just look at your refrigerator and off you're running and dialing in as quick as possible, because Take Two goes very, very fast. It's like a, I don't know, we kind of feel like it's a spiritual workout, if you will. You know, some people go to the gym for a physical workout. We're here right with you for this quick hour so we can learn something new, get a little bit, new perspective and change a little, grow a little bit closer to God. That's the name of the game, Jerry.
It is, yeah, and I mentioned the intention I'd like to offer up. One of my nephews, my brother Joe's son, Joe and Brenda, their son Anthony, two or three days ago got the COVID vaccine, and I don't know if it's related to that, but he had some kind of a reaction, a heart reaction. They thought it was a heart attack. They put him in the hospital, and I guess it turned out to be something called pericarditis. I'm not really familiar with what that is, but he's been a couple days in the hospital. They're doing MRIs and things to see if everything's okay, so if people would just pray for my nephew Anthony, I'd be grateful.
We've been praying for Anthony all weekend. We saw your sister-in-law Anita posted it on Facebook, and Anthony, I believe, has what, 6 or 8 children?
I think it's about 8 now.
It's amazing.
It's hard to keep up with them.
Yeah. So if in fact it did come from after getting the shot, then we really need to pray, because we don't know what this means for Anthony. So absolutely, we have been praying nonstop over the weekend, Jerry, and I know that the Take Two family will continue that. He's a father of a big family. He's needed. You know, he's got to be there. So. Wow, I know. I saw that. Also, too, for two people, it seems like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is the cancer of the year so far. It's really, I've heard about it so many times recently. Bill We're praying for Bill that he gets home and gets treatment. They just diagnosed him with that, and also Dee as well. So please pray for Bill and Dee. Thank you so much on that. It's, you know, the initials are NHL. It's not the National Hockey League. It's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A lot of people think, right? Isn't the NHL is that not is the hockey league?
It is, yeah, National yeah. Hockey League, yeah.
Amazing. And then did you get Anthony real quick? Anthony McAllister from Ireland, our friend?
Yeah, Anthony from Ireland. He contacted us through the take2show.com website, and he says, I am praying for all who have lapsed and used the holy name irreverently. I'm praying for my son in Korea who is in lockdown that he can secure work back in Ireland that will fulfill his talents. So a couple of prayer intentions from Anthony in Ireland. Great to hear from our international listeners, members of the Take Two family.
Absolutely, Anthony. Thank you. Can we get to Roman before the break? I think we can. We could start at least, right? Roman in San Antonio, Texas. Guadalupe Radio Network is the way you're listening. Hi, Roman. Thank you so much for being first up on Take Two. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Mr. Jerry, Ms. Debbie. How are y'all doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm on my way to church, so I'm starting my day off pretty good.
Praise yeah. God. Praise God, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you want to pray for?
If I could really just ask for your prayers, because I'm pretty young. I'm only 20, but I'm fairly certain God is calling me to seminary. No matter how hard I try and turn it down or no, that's not for me, he keeps sending me signs that, no, I think you need to come here. But at the same time, the evil one is trying to pull me as hard as he can away. And a deacon of mine yesterday actually told me that the devil will only try and pull you away from seminary if that's where you're meant to be. If you're meant to be a priest and do God's work, he will try everything he can to keep you out. But if you're not meant to be, like if you're going to be a bad priest, like, yeah, go ahead, he'll let you. So he thinks that there's definitely some spiritual warfare going on, and I just want to do God's work, and it's a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Well, Roman, we have gotten underway with your call. We're going to have to pause here in just about 30 seconds, and that'll give Debbie and me a chance to kind of formulate some thoughts. But this is it's an exciting call. It is wonderful to hear from you, someone your age who is doing what I say is all of our moral obligation before God, to ask the question. Every human being is morally obligated before our Creator to ask the question, what is your will? What is my vocation? You are doing that, Roman. We'll be back here in just a second with you. We have Irene and several other calls being screened by Ryan Penny today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's Prayer Day, one of our two shows on prayer every month. This is Whom or What Are You Praying For? And around the middle of the month, we have, like, God, I Need You Now, urgent prayer intentions. So we love to pray with you here on the Take Two Show with Jerry and Debbie. We're going to get back to Roman here in just a second. I want to let you know, first of all, though, we really need to emphasize good media, sound media, Catholic media in this world that has just gone absolutely bonkers. And the National Catholic Register is published by EWTN, so it's the most trusted news source with a comprehensive view of the world from a distinctly Catholic perspective. You can give a gift subscription or subscribe for yourself at ncregister.com today. And you can also receive daily, weekly, or alert emails from National Catholic Register. Just go to ewtn.com and click on subscribe, and that will take care of that for you. Talking with Roman, 20 years old, discerning, very strong discernment, actually, about possibly going into the seminary. And Roman, I have often said this, and it's very serious, but it's kind of an image that I like to paint for people. When a man is ordained a priest, we see him, he puts on his black clothes, the black shirt, black pants, the white tab at the around the collar, and a big bullseye right on the front of his shirt. Why? Precisely because of what you're experiencing right now. I have no idea if you're being called to the priesthood or not. You and your spiritual director and your time in prayer, you got to really press in. Go to our Blessed Mother, go to St. Joseph. But if there is a call there, yes, absolutely. Satan wants to derail us as much as he possibly can. So, Debbie, I think if there is attack coming from the devil, an evil one right now, that is a fairly good sign that he's going down the right path.
I would agree with that. And you know, Roman, you probably may or may not know this. Jerry spent many years in seminary in priestly formation. So he was the founder and creator for 10 years of Vocation Boom, which supports the vocation to the priesthood. And I just wanted to say, Roman, there's many organizations out there. Sarah Club is wonderful for those that are in seminary or considering going into the priesthood. And I was just sharing with Jerry, I'm a life coach, and I just want to share with you some of the skills that we learned in coaching is that you have to create a bubble around you, okay? This figurative bubble around you that people, even people you love, even people you trust, they may not be aware of some of the things they're even saying that can actually deter you or distract you from what God is calling you to. So you got to kind of protect yourself a little bit, insulate yourself a little bit from that, because some people may even just naturally say, well, really? You really want to, you know, be part of the priesthood? Have you heard what the priesthood, you know, is happening in the priesthood? Or, you know, do you realize this? Do you realize that? And those things being introduced can really get your mind going in all different directions. So what I like to think of is like almost tuning into a radio. Keep your clear signal to God and God alone, and kind of let all these other people, you know, be part of your life, but not, you know, infiltrate or come in so strongly that it takes you away from what indeed God may be calling you to. And God knows, Roman, we need strong priests that are going to adhere to Catholic teaching. We need that more than ever. So with that, do you have any comments?
I think I'm good. You know, I agree with everything you said so far. You know, I try to go to church every day, and so I see a lot of things around, you know, people half genuflecting, you know, stuff like that. And it's just like, come on, man, like, give God just at least 3 seconds. Get on one knee, 3 seconds. And so, yeah, I totally agree that they need strong priests. And I hope I can be one of them if that's my calling. You know, I just his will be done, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we pray for all. We're going to put your name in our prayer book, Anthony, and please be assured of
Roman,
that.
Roman.
Yeah, I got it. The other email was from Anthony. Yeah, Roman, we'll put your name in our prayer book, and you can be assured of the prayers from the Take-Two family around the world. And we'd love to kind of journey with you if you want to call back sometime or email us at take2@ewtn.com. Sound good?
Yes, sir. Thank y'all very much. Those prayers mean everything to me.
You got a lot of them going around you worldwide right now, Roman. You're being lifted up on prayer. Do you feel like you're kind of floating? Because that's what's happening right now.
I do have a smile on my face before I go to church. So these are all good signs.
Good.
Would you take all the Take Two family intentions with you to Mass today? Would you do that for us?
Yes, ma'am. Of course. Not a problem. I might not know them, but God knows them.
That's right. Thanks, Roman. Great call. Prayers coming your way. Absolutely. Just to your point a minute ago, Debbie, and we were talking about this off the break, a lot of times parents will try to influence a son or a daughter in one direction or another. It's a very serious thing. Parents should only support and nurture whatever their child believes their vocation is. Parents certainly can weigh in with their thoughts and help with the discernment. But yet you talk about, you know, other people, who you hang around with and what they say. I had a former girlfriend when I decided to go into the seminary. She goes, oh, what a waste. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess in a way that was a compliment, because I think she might have looked at me and thought, well, you know, here's a very eligible, handsome guy. Maybe I don't know what she was thinking, but her and she's Catholic, you know, and the understanding that she had. Again, it just was not in sync with the Holy Spirit, you know, and what God is maybe doing in somebody's life. So.
And I've actually heard that quite often, and it's really unfortunate, because then it puts those kinds of doubts, you know, even if you're not entertaining that, right, it puts those doubts, and then you start to think, well, maybe she's right, you know. And so those are the distractions, those subtle distractions that can keep us off the mark and keep us from living out what God really intended for us. Remember, there's no accident that you're here. You have there's a plan and a purpose for your life, and that's very interesting. So yeah, Jerry, this was a Roman's call was really a great call to start off the prayer show.
Okay, next up is Kare is in Fort Worth, Texas, but listening on Guadalupe Radio Network, and I hope I came close to getting your name pronounced right. Kare?
It's Kare.
Kare, okay, Kare.
Kare, yes.
Beautiful.
I'm actually named after a paper doll, I hate to say. It's my mom's favorite doll. That's
oh,
my
is that right?
Name, so.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, very cool,
funny
very
enough.
Cool. Well, Kare, yeah. what do you want us to pray for today?
I would like to pray for my niece. She is only just turned 15, actually. And she is transgender confused. And she is she's very suicidal. She's attempted to take her life 3 or 4 times now. Mm. And she is also has an eating disorder. So all those things, we need prayer. And she's pushing God away like crazy. She goes to church because she's made to go to church, but she is pushing him away in every way. And anyway, so right. I'm not sure. She's been in and out of treatments like crazy for a year at least.
Are her parents together?
No.
Okay.
But they work together.
They work together.
They're divorced, but they work together. I mean, it feels like they're more together than... Yes, they are. Been divorced in the last 2 years.
Does she have siblings?
One that's also very confused, and she's older. She is. I'd pray for her, too. She was at the house. She might be part of the issue, but she's 24. So this one's 16. She's 24.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to pray because it sounds like they're trying to get her help. You said she's in and out of treatment centers. We're going to pray that for her parents, that some really strong experts come into view for them, because it sounds like she needs immediate help, urgent and very, very intense, because this is at a critical phase, and that's very unfortunate. You know, I just want, may I just say this real quickly, because this has come up a lot in life coaching. I just want to share this real quickly. This is my personal belief. Now, I'm not representing the Catholic Church when I say this.
Right.
This is according to me.
Right.
I really believe that Satan... He absolutely, the demons absolutely respond well with quick reactions. They don't know what to do they don't know what to do when people take time and space from things. Okay, now you made the comment that she's, you know, confused about this and, you know, suicidal tendencies and everything. All these things are very... You know, they seem like they're just a little too quick. People need to step back and take some time and work through certain things and not be so, the need to react to all these feelings and thoughts. And I think that's where the demons really love that we react so quickly to things. And I've been telling this to even our clients, Jerry and Stan Tall, our clients, I've been telling them, take a little time and get the proper help and get into prayer, and don't be so quick to make, you know, these quick judgments and quick reactions. Because I think when we do, sometimes when we don't think them out, we don't prayerfully discern certain things, that's when the demons love it, because they're like, wow, this person's really functioning on autopilot. They're just going along, and now I can just have a field day with them. What do you think about that, Jerry?
Well, our young people are under assault in so many different ways. I don't know, Kare, where did these relatives of yours go to school? Were they homeschooled or Catholic school or what?
Catholic school, actually.
Okay.
And it was really, so both of them, I have to say, and I hate to say it, but Catholic school they went to, they both had some gay teachers. And once it was found out and it came along as my sister had to do some fussing with it, but it really made a difference, actually. And she's had many conversations. She spent a lot of money in Catholic school, and she's very frustrated that they came out this way.
Yeah.
You know, not that she wasn't expecting the school to do all the teaching. No, I mean, that's
right.
True. Not true. But, you know.
Well, that's still a scandalous situation, and I think it's far too prevalent than we might know or understand. But I guess where I was going with this is, you know, young people today, they have wounded hearts. Okay, your nieces are certainly wounded over the divorce. Let's not make any bones about that. I know from experience, my parents divorced when I was 7. But the things they're hearing from the culture today, and I was going to say their education / formation, that's what I was wondering, if it was a Catholic school or not, because you would hope and expect a Catholic school not to embrace and espouse and promote so many of the dirty, rotten things that are going on today. Look at the bills that are being passed, the executive orders, all this stuff is just, it's adding to this gender dysphoria and adding anxiety and depression. I can't believe what is going on. I mean, it just seems, Debbie, in the last few years, and Corey, just in the last few years, this is just, young people are taking these ideas and just running with them. And I don't know what the reasons are, other than, I don't know.
Well, go ahead, Corey. Did you want to say something?
No, I just feel like it is an attack by Satan, and they're so, I don't think it's just all of a sudden, I think it's exploded now. I think it's been working through the school systems and working through to the point now that it's exploding everywhere, and people are so easy to act like you're being mean if you don't accept that they have these feelings.
Right. But Corey, let me just say something about that. You're absolutely correct, because we're in a cancel culture. We're in a culture where, you know, if you say anything now, all of a sudden you're homophobic or this or that. That is not the truth. Okay, so let me just share something with you. If this was really something that God would be happy about and God would want, your niece would not be having suicidal tendencies. Okay, the fact that she has suicidal tendencies means that something is confusing in her brain. Something is not working. It's telling her things that is not correct for her. Because if it really was of God, it wouldn't go that way. And so that's the problem, folks, is we need to see how it turns out for people, because when people are at unrest and they have all these thoughts and you know, darkness that you know kind of prevails and takes them over, and they want to leave this earth, that is not of God. This has nothing to do with the LGBTQ community. This has to do with people and the way that we were created, right? So what we need to do, Corey, is we need to pray. We need to pray really hard, folks, at the Take Two family. You guys can do it. Pray that this beautiful 15-year-old niece of Corey's, that the angels and saints surround her and they illuminate her mind. They illuminate her mind. She needs to have clear thoughts about herself and the world around her. That's going to be my prayer for her, Corey. What do you think?
I agree totally. And I'm ever grateful that we have the opportunity to have, you know, come on a program like this and have a lot of people praying, because to me, that's the only key. That's the only thing to get her out of here.
Right. Corey, your phone is breaking up a little bit right now, but I think the essence of what we wanted to say and what we wanted to hear from you has been captured. So we'll have to let you go on that. But plus, we got a lot more calls. But yeah, definitely. And Corey, thank you for the call. Thank you for the concern for your niece like this. And Debbie, Corey's call, I think, represents so many others that, you know, aren't going to call in but could today, going through similar situations with their children.
Right. And I just want to state this again, because here's my religious education hat. I know I've got a minute before the music comes on, so everybody hold on who's on the line. But I just have to say this real quickly. Our God is not a God of confusion. Okay, if you have confusing thoughts, if things are going on in your life that is chaotic and you can't make sense of it, that is not of God. God is a direct, clear signal. Please remember that, folks. So if there's confusing things happening in your life, get some spiritual direction, get some help. It's so important, Jerry. I have to just stress that.
Okay, thanks again, Corey. 833-288-3986. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Whom or what are you praying for? We'll join you in that prayer if you get on the line. Take Two. 2 with Jerry and Debbie on a Monday, the first day of the month, and that is when we try our best to put our Whom or What Are You Praying For show on the air. I want to thank the affiliates for carrying the program. Without them and Sirius Satellite Radio carrying EWTN, you wouldn't be able to hear us or any of the other shows. And we are grateful, as always, to our show team, Michael Birchfield, who is actually out today celebrating his wedding over the weekend.
Yay!
So prayers for Michael and his
and
beautiful
Con,
new bride, Con. Yeah.
Beautiful pictures, too.
Yeah, and Jeff Burson is doing double duty today. He is producing and also on social media. Ryan Penny is the one you talk to when you call 833-288-3986. We're going to go to Niagara Falls, Ontario. John, listening on the iCatholic radio app and a first-time caller. Hi, John. What could we pray for?
Hi, John.
Hi, how's it going? I could use prayer for, God's been giving me the grace this year, in this past year, to start to understand and see the Catholic faith for what it is, and I'm about to enter in, I think, at Easter time. I'm an old Baptist that had a lot of anti-Catholic sentiments, and there's still a little bit of that hanging on to me, and it's causing me a little bit of anxiety and fear, and I would just like prayer to help get over that last little bit so I can make that final step.
Well, you got it, John, and we want to say an early welcome home. How beautiful is that? Okay, so I have a little bit of a challenge for you. Are you ready? This will be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Be a sponge. Soak up all you can possibly soak up, and you will see that the Catholic Church is so amazing, so freeing. It makes sense. You feel at home. And all those other things that caused you the anxiety and kind of the angst of you know, maybe coming into the church, they'll just kind of, you know, fall away because all of a sudden you have this absolute clear vision, John. And that's what we want for you. And it's a beautiful journey. And thank you for taking the journey into this incredible family, you know, that Jesus himself started. And so welcome home again. Wow. And it's only a month away. I'm super excited for you. What do you think, Jerry?
My only other piece of advice on top of what Debbie added there, John, is become a history buff as well. And there's a reason I say that. I think it was Cardinal John Henry Newman, who is now a canonized saint, and he said something to the, if it was him, I'm not totally certain, but the quote is still powerful. It says to go deep in history is to cease to be Protestant. Okay, let me repeat that. To go deep into history is to cease to be Protestant. Why is that? Well, if you go back a little bit, 100 years, 200 years, 500 years, you see the Reformation, which was really a revolt against Catholicism. And then if you go all the way back to the very beginning, John, start reading the Church Fathers. They wrote powerfully and eloquently about everything that we believe that's core to our faith. The Eucharist, the papacy, Mary, the communion of saints, all of it. So I would just say, go into history, John, and you will, like Debbie said, you'll see those anxieties and questions just fall away, and you will be filled with so much joy, especially when you get to receive the Eucharist at Mass.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited. I have a family, too, so my wife and kids, so I'm hoping they come right along with me, right? So that's going to be a little bit of a challenge, too.
Well, you know what? It is going to be a challenge, but it's going to be an adventure, John. It's the way you look at it. Look at Dr. Scott Hahn. Look at Steve Ray. Look at all the fine folks that came from their backgrounds in being a Protestant, a Baptist, I mean, all sorts of denominations. They came in, and then they ended up with through their witness, through their understanding, through their leadership, here comes their family, and it's a beautiful thing. And what I love about you having a Baptist background, John, is you are very steeped in understanding the Bible. And that is beautiful. And that's only going to enhance your journey as a Catholic. Way to go, John. I mean, this is exciting. And we're excited for you. And I have to tell you, those that come into the church, I'm a cradle Catholic. Okay, so I've known this since I was in the womb, right? But those that come into the church, you guys are just, I think, abundantly blessed because you have a fire in your belly. And that's what we need in the Catholic family. So well done, John. I'm sure it's been a great journey, and I'm sure it's been a kind of a tough journey. But we're going to be crying with you with tears of joy at the Easter vigil, John.
Thank you so much.
All right, you are very welcome. Thank you for the call, John, for taking the time to call. First-time caller to the program. You'll never be a first-time caller again, but we hope that we will hear from you again. Mm-hmm. Via email at take2@ewtn.com. Richard says, hi, Debbie and Jerry. Put you first, Debbie. That's
Richard?
Ladies first. Yeah, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
And he says, I'm praying for my nephew, Anthony. Thank you, Richard, for that. May God bless him and heal him completely. I would like to ask you to pray for my brother Vince and all Catholics who have left the church over the priest sex abuse scandals. In talking to him this weekend, he shared that with me. He also stated that it doesn't make sense to go to reconciliation when priests and clergy are allowing abuse to happen. In our Knights of Columbus Council has experienced a loss of members, indicating they left the church because of the sexual abuse crisis. It seems like we have forgotten how to forgive others and the significance of the sacrament of reconciliation. May God bless you guys. Richard.
Why don't you address that real quickly? I know we got to get back to the phones, but real quickly, Jerry, about that, because we hear that all the time. You know, how can you be part of a church that is such a mess? You have this going on, that going on. What is your response to those fine folks that really have a genuine concern?
Well, I would go to the Gospel of John, and I need a moment to look up chapter and verse right now, but Jesus, when he's on the edge of his passion, I think it might have been at the Last Supper, when he's about to be betrayed and entered into his passion, what does he say? You know, now the time has come for me to glorify the Father, or to be glorified, or what have you. I'm probably butchering it badly, but the point is, Jesus' true glory is seen where? On the cross. It's a triumphant, glorious thing that happened. As horrific as it was, Jesus even talks about that is the hour of his glory. The church is the body of Christ. When we look at the church today, as it says in Isaiah, you know, he was scarred beyond all recognition, basically. You look at the church today and you can't, it's hard to see Christ. It's hard to see the body of Christ for what it truly is because of all the scandals and the way that all of us have led our lives and sinned and contributed to the situation that we're in now. So, The key is there again. What does it say? It's sometimes said, Debbie, don't leave Jesus because of Judas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Judas, not any one of these scandals, sex abuse scandals, they're horrific. But do they rise to the level of betraying the Son of God and having him condemned and put to death? So Jesus chose the 12, knowing that one would betray him. I know I'm going on a while here.
No,
I shouldn't
be. You're doing
great. But do not leave Jesus over Judas. The Eucharist is it. The
Amen.
Eucharist is the center and the source and the summit of our faith. Don't walk away from the Eucharist because of the sinful, scandalous actions of some human beings, both men and women, priests. I could go on and on about
well,
that.
Well, and the way you know that the Eucharist is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is because Satan attacks the Eucharist every chance he gets. That's how you know. There you go. There's your proof right there. And wait, well said, Jerry. Thank you so much for taking time to share that. Okay, Bill is in Perry, Oklahoma. First-time caller listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Bill. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for your ministry. I have two quick prayer intentions. The first is for our parish sacristan, Mary Ellen. She's a senior lady who has more energy than most 20-year-olds. She's always taking care of everyone else in the parish, full of Christ's love and a real prayer warrior. She has had surgery for breast cancer recently and now has been told that the cancer has moved to her lymph nodes. Mm-hmm. And we are really just devastated by this central person in our parish family and asking for prayers for her. And secondly, my 18-year-old daughter is named Katie, and she has a kidney stone and painless resolution to that.
Okay.
Okay, for Katie. We've got both Mary Ellen and Katie in the book, absolutely. If Mary Ellen, real quickly, Mary Ellen is part of the church, she's a sacristan, please ask Bill if you can get a relic from the church and lend it to Mary Ellen, have Mary Ellen sleep with the relic. You can put the relic, you know, sometimes it's in a little casing. You just put it in a little bag or wrap it in a handkerchief or something. Sleep with the relic, Bill. Same with Katie. needy. Yes, and you're part of the church, so ask the pastor. And the pastors can talk to other pastors. There's relics floating all over the place, and they can be lent out for a week or two. So if you can do that immediately for Mary Ellen, okay?
Thank you. Great idea.
Well, thank you, Bill, for calling in for both of those intentions. Mary Ellen and your daughter, Katie, with the kidney stone, I believe you said. We will add, Debbie said, we've added them to the book. So thank you, Bill, for calling in. We appreciate it. Whom or what are you praying for today? 833-288-3986. Sharon is in Laguna Hills, California, listening on Sirius XM 130. First time she's called the program. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling to... ask for prayers. This would be for the memory of my mother and dad, who were parents, Catholic parents of a family of 12 children.
Wow.
And I'm in charge of taking care of the estate, and we're just down to the last little bit, and I mean little bit, but it's enough that I asked all my siblings to consider using it as a memorial for my parents. Mm-hmm. In doing a corporal work of mercy and supporting a water well in a Ugandan village. And I've done the background work on it, and my heart is in it. But so far, I need prayers. They need prayers to change their hearts. Mm-hmm. Because so far, I only have one of my siblings who is willing to go along with this. And mm-hmm. I just feel so strongly that we haven't done anything that as a memorial to who our parents were mm-hmm. and who they raised us to be. So my first prayer request.
Right. Okay. Well, you've got it. Are you able to give us your mom and dad's first names?
Yes. Mona, Ann, and Theodore.
Theodore, beautiful. So was this your parents' wishes to want to do something like this, or was this your idea to come up as a, like you said, a memorial?
Yeah, this is my idea. My parents were very, very much into the pro-life movement.
Okay.
But our family is such that I knew I could not get all of my siblings to agree to support that beautiful cause. Mm-hmm. So to me, this is a way of helping the poor, of giving water to the thirsty Jesus, and I just mm-hmm. am heartsick that I can't get their support.
Well, right. Well, hold on. I just want to say one thing. Jerry's going to know where I'm going with this real quick. I just want you to just think about this and pray about this. It is a beautiful idea. What you're thinking of is absolutely it's just beautiful. But like you said, sometimes your, you know, siblings aren't there yet, or they may not agree with that. Just whatever you do, I would just say, please don't let it break up the family over it. It's not something to, you know, remember Satan right now. And I say Satan, what I mean, the demons are trying to break families like crazy right now. So whatever you do, Sharon, protect your family. I say that so strongly because I really believe in my heart that God will bless that more than your beautiful efforts to memorialize your parents.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a wonderful reminder. It is a very definitely wonderful reminder. And then I just found out today that my twin sister went into the hospital for a supposedly minor brain surgery. Oh. And she's having difficulty recuperating from it. And today her doctor told her that he's also found that she has a aortic stenosis. So she is looking at more surgery somewhere down the line.
Oh, no.
So prayers for my sister, Karen.
Karen.
Her name is Karen.
Okay, so real quickly, Sharon, you are a twin with her. Send your guardian angel to her guardian angel, please. Okay, yeah, your guardian angels, let them be in contact. So make sure you stay tight with your guardian angel so that you can feel very connected to your twin sister, okay?
Yep. I have been praying to my guardian angel to talk to their guardian angels.
Good, good.
Beautiful.
Okay. Beautiful. I love it. You're a beautiful soul, Sharon. We're sorry about the loss of your parents. They sound like great parents, 12 children. They have left a legacy, and that is beautiful. So God bless them and your whole entire family. Jerry?
Well, thank you.
Thank you for the call, Sharon. Appreciate that. When I make a mess out of scripture, I love to go back and clean it up when I can, because I was paraphrasing when Jesus talks about, you know, his hour of glory coming upon them. It's actually in John chapter 12, and that's when the Greeks among the people there went up to worship at the festival. And they said, sir, they said to Philip, sir, we would like to see Jesus. Philip told Jesus that, and Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. It goes on to talk about anyone who loves their life, loses it, and so forth. So, Debbie, in the context of him mentioning it's time for him to be glorified, he talks about dying. He talks about death, the grain of wheat, and so forth. So, again, when the people looked on the cross, they probably thought to themselves, here's the guy who did all these miracles, and, you know, what does somebody, one of the people at the cross, if one of the thieves, wasn't it, say, if you're God, if you're the Son of God, save yourself and us.
That's right.
You know, so mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, you did good, Jerry. Thanks for straightening that out, but you did good the first time too.
Oh, thank you.
Can I just really quickly, before we get back to the phones, EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel in Irondale, Alabama, live every day at 8 a.m. Eastern, right after the morning shows. So I just want to share that, because if you can't actually physically make it to Mass, EWTN has you covered.
Okay, more calls on the way here. Whom or what are you praying for? Patricia is next. Calling in from Colorado Springs, listening on the Ave Maria radio app. Hi, Patricia. Good to have you with us.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. This is
sure.
This is a wonderful thing that you guys do. So when I first started dialing and trying to make the call this morning, my brother was in surgery for throat cancer. So I wanted to have everybody's prayers. I heard from his wife just a couple minutes ago that the surgery is over and he did well. And so when I went to bed last night, I was praying that the surgeons would know exactly what to do and that mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God would be there.
Yeah,
guiding absolutely. Their hands. And so when I got up this morning, I prayed two rosaries with Bishop Barron, because I didn't think I could concentrate well enough. And so he led me through the rosaries. And so now I'm telling you that I want prayers and thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. He has a long road ahead of him, of course, for recovery, but God is by his side, and I just feel that so deeply right now.
Yeah. Beautiful. Patricia, your heart is beautiful, and just you know, when your emotions well up like that, just don't try to hold it in. I mean, just let it go and offer any tears to the Lord. Say, Lord, this is all that I have to give you right now in praying for my brother and in giving thanks for the surgery that you said went well. We thank God for that. But as Debbie said, you know, there may be a long road ahead, but the start of that long road has already been done, has mm-hmm. taken place, you know, the yep. surgery. And now, obviously, we just will be storming heaven along with you and the entire Take-Two family around the world. Debbie?
Patricia,
praise God. Praise God for that.
Absolutely. Patricia, your brother is our brother, okay? So we take this on seriously. This is what the body of Christ is supposed to do. Absolutely. So your tears are our tears. Are you able to give us his first name? If not, that's okay. God knows who Patricia's brother is.
Well, of course. His name is Frank. Yes. Frank. He's I'm only 14 months older than he is, and he's always teasing me and telling me that we're twins.
Oh. Well, Patricia, you go to St. Francis of Assisi, okay, because Frank is his name. We'll go to St. Francis as well, because he's very active right now, very active, okay?
Yeah.
And And we, yeah, and we will hold your brother up and his wife, because his wife has got probably a lot to do.
Absolutely.
Yep. And you tell them that he's got a worldwide audience, okay, a worldwide family praying just for him. And that's a beautiful feeling. So no matter what the outcome, we know we are supported in prayer. And that's where we take comfort. And that's all we have. That's all we have is today. And right now, we are celebrating this beautiful relationship between a brother and sister that you have shared with us today. And how wonderful is that? Oh, so our producer, Jeff, just said Irish twins. Are you guys, so you guys are Irish twins, huh?
Yeah, we are.
I love it.
I just, everywhere I went, I asked people to pray for him. And, you know, the Bible in a year, with Father Mike Schmidt and everywhere, you know, I just put his name down for everything that I can and my oblate group and, you know, everywhere that I can. And oh my gosh, God is so good. He is so good. And, I also would like to have your wonderful prayer warriors to pray for my granddaughter. She's trying so hard to get this really, really good job that she really, really deserves. Debbie and Jerry, please ask them to pray for her. Her name is Kelsey. And it would be so wonderful, yes, for us. Thank you.
Yeah, don't forget to encourage her to pray to St. Joseph, okay? St. Joseph has always been loved and revered in the church, and I don't know how long ago it was, but he was given another feast than his regular feast day, St. Joseph the Worker. So he's the patron saint of workmen and workwomen, and so definitely turn to St. Joseph
as
well.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Oh, yeah, St. Joseph, my guy. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Patricia, we put you in the book as well because you didn't mention yourself, so whatever personal intentions you have, you're in the book too, okay?
Thank you. We lost our mom in June.
Oh.
And so it's been tough.
Oh, so, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, all these things. You know,
what's your mom's first name, Patricia? Your mom's first name?
Her name is Aggie. Agnes, but nobody knew her by Agnes. It was always Aggie.
Right. I know. I had a dear neighbor named Aggie, and she was Agnes as well. Patricia, God bless you. Stay in touch with us, okay, about your brother Frank, all right?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless you both.
God bless you, too. Real quickly, an email came in from Maureen, who is one of our Stand Tall Life coaches. Anybody who wants can get a free consultation with any or all of our life coaches to see if it's for you at standtalltoday.com, standtalltoday.com. Maureen emailed in and said, please pray for Dr. Dennis DePero, 21st president of St. Bonaventure University, who died today as a result of complications from COVID. He was only 62 years old. Please pray for his wife and two sons and the entire St. Bonaventure family. We will absolutely do that, Maureen, for sure.
Absolutely. And we're going to be posting some of Maureen's wonderful writings on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So if you want to like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, you'll see more of spotlights, highlights of our coaches that are they're just so phenomenal. They are so dedicated to everybody. It's incredible. Jerry, where are we going next? We only have 3 minutes and you must pray and bring everybody together.
I will pray at the end. Linda, if you can be as brief as possible, we wanted to get you on the air. Mike, I don't know if we'll get to you, but we'll certainly be lifting up your prayer intentions as well. But Linda, go fast if you can.
I certainly will. I would just like to ask for prayer for my father, Tom. He's in his final days. He's 92, very Catholic man, did a lot of charity work. And so that's what I would like to ask for, prayers for him for a peaceful death.
Yeah.
Linda, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you're already calling on St. Joseph. He is the patron of the dying and of a peaceful death. Absolutely. I've started doing this now as I'm getting older. I've started praying to Mary and Joseph, Jesus and Joseph, Jesus and Mary, or to Joseph, so that I would die the way that he did.
Peaceful death
in the arms of Jesus and Mary is what I'm trying to say. So I just couldn't get it out
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll pray for your whole entire family, Linda. It's always hard to lose, no matter what age our parents are. It's very hard. So we're with you. So many of us have lost our parents already, but you know what? They're closer to us now in Christ more than ever. So we're going to hold on to that. And we're going to also pray for your family as well as your dad makes this transition. Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless
Absolutely.
You, Linda. Mike, in Ann Arbor, we're not going to get you on the air, but Mike would like prayers because government agencies are trying to prevent him from doing works of mercy in India. Yeah, we're sorry to hear about that, Mike, and we will pray that just the Lord will intervene and those obstacles will be just broken down by the Lord and that you will get to do that work that is obviously very much dear to your heart.
Well, and your name is Mike. Go to St. Michael the Archangel. Ask him to break down those walls. Go ahead, Jerry. We're going to pray.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, once again, you are hearing our prayers, our heartfelt prayers, intentions, our praise reports, and thanksgiving. We just pray that for all those who got on the air, all those who commented on social media, all those who posted on the website, all those who emailed us today, and those who are listening and just holding their intentions in their hearts, Father, just be powerfully present to every one of us. Answer all these intentions according to your holy will. Just please bring a peace to all of the Take-Two family, the EWTN family, and people around the world. Father, we need that. We need that peace that passes all understanding to come into our lives right now. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And remember, our prayer book is ongoing. So if you happen to miss this show or you catch it during the midnight hour, just go ahead and email us, take2@EWTN.com. We'll happily add you to the book. Okay, we have another show planned for you tomorrow. But until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, please pray for us.